Welcome to truthmafia.com. This is your host, Tommy Truthful, in another episode of the Truth Mafia podcast. Make sure you hit them likes, share this video. We're going to be exposing P. Diddy. Check this out.
After the Department of Homeland Security's Investigations Task Force raided his home, rap artist Sean Combs, aka P. Diddy, has been in the news quite a bit. And the more you look into the story, the bigger it gets. According to a recent lawsuit, Combs and several members of his staff have been accused of sexual assault, human trafficking, and operating a blackmail operation with hidden cameras that captured politicians, athletes, and members of the music industry in homosexual acts and other compromising positions. In declassified MKUltra documents, we know that as early as 1954, in Operation Midnight Climax, the CIA ran several brothels with two-way mirrors set up where they would film targeted persons having sex with prostitutes. According to several close witnesses, Hugh Hefner was operating an extension of this blackmail scheme in his Playboy mansion. And of course, the infamous Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were involved in this as well, with close ties to Israeli Mossad and the British Crown's Prince Andrew. Sean Combs has been using his friendship with Prince Harry to lure powerful people into his own blackmail operation. But it gets much worse than just blackmail. Combs was allegedly drugging underage girls and trafficking them across state lines, and appears to be a pedophile. In a disturbing video, Sean Combs claims he adopted a young girl, Ava Baroni, who said that she was on the streets before he took her into his home.
Yes, it was breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids. Yeah.
Sean Combs appeared on Dan Schneider's TV show, All That, which notoriously employed several child predators who molested young actors on the set for years, all under the protected cover of Nickelodeon.
You know, in situations like this,
yeah,
I always ask myself, what would P. Diddy do?
What would P. Diddy do?
No, I don't know. Hey, let's ask him.
Son,
we can't wake up Shane.
Tell you what, take this toy helicopter, put it down his pants.
We'll do it.
In light of this information, an old video with a 15-year-old Justin Bieber and a 40-year-old Sean Combs is rather unsettling.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
A series of recent trials and investigations appear to spell out a much bigger situation brewing in the background. In April of last year, movie star Leonardo DiCaprio gave eyewitness testimony in federal court to support claims that Praz Michel funneled over $20 million of stolen money from Malaysian billionaire Joe Low into Barack Obama's 2012 presidential campaign. Leonardo DiCaprio's film, The Wolf of Wall Street, was funded with over $100 million of stolen money from Joe Low and was likely given a plea deal in return for his testimony. On July 17th of 2023, 27 years after he was murdered, Las Vegas police served a new search warrant as part of their ongoing Tupac Shakur homicide investigation. 2 months later, Las Vegas police arrest Dwayne Davis, who, according to former LAPD detective Greg Kading, gave testimony in 2008 that Sean Combs offered him $1 million to murder Tupac. This criminal trail clearly leads to Obama and the satanic pedophile cabal that has been destroying America from inside the federal government. And while many of us remain cynical of ever seeing real justice, comedian Cat Williams predicted this would all come to light last January.
Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
My brother right here from day one, we used to wake up and, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before Paws was invented, you know what I'm saying, but it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. Now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And
what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's going to acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And we're streaming live. That was stupid.
And we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
The elites have a secret language of symbols and numbers. And that code word he used there was buck full crazy. Buck full crazy in gematria equals 47, matching pedophile. And that's what he is. Now, 47 is the 47 degree Masonic compass tied into the bloodline of Cain. Energy harvest. That's what they're doing, stealing these children's energy. Oath Keepers is 47, and they are the Oath Keepers. Now, why is no one else being raided but P. Diddy? All the other people that was on the island, no one else is being raided, and P. Diddy was not arrested. He was raided. Look it up. And during that raid, you notice the panda on the bed, which the panda symbolism, the black eyes, this comes from a Key of Solomon ritual that's done to a child at a very young age. And it bursts the capillaries in their eyes. That's why they get them panda eyes. These celebrities, they praise that type of stuff.
Ever heard of a panda? Like I was telling you, panda. So you got panda.
Not
is a
really.
Panda is a secret code for a certain thing. And so when it comes down to that certain thing, what it is you basically have a certain nerve in your, and if you touch that nerve, you can turn a person into an animal, you can turn a person into whatever you want them to be if you just hold them down. So pretty much when you see black eyes, like Blueface, and you know, like that, he got beat up, but he didn't get beat up where you thought he got beat up. He got beat up somewhere else.
Now, me personally, I never heard about it turning people into animals, but maybe he knows something I don't. I know for a fact that it's an ancient sex magic ritual, and it's done to disassociate these children. It's part of trauma-based mind control, satanic ritual abuse. Now, the CIA, Mossad, MI5, they're all in on this, where they are taking these children from Nickelodeon, Disney, and doing these heinous crimes to them, and it disassociates the child, splits them into all these alter egos that can then be programmed. If you take the Nickelodeon Island, you can superimpose it right over the Jeffrey Epstein Island. And my boy Paranoid American is the one that broke that story from ParanoidAmerican.com. A lot of people was taking his video without tagging him. You know, that's just how it is in the truther community. People steal everybody's work. And unlike, you know, I give everyone credit, I try to share people's work and promote them, not just pretend like it's mine. But yeah, guys, it's getting crazy out here.
Waves quantum leap in the shadows, it creeps. Are we free or tethered in digital dream? Puppet strings pulled by an unseen hand, a super AI across the land. Are you an NPC or do you hold the key? In the simulation we call life, or will you be controlled by the AI or breaking free? Discover your truth on truthfultv.com and see. Every step you take, every move you make, are you awake or just part of the fake? Energy siphon discerns deep labs, or are you the hero taking jabs but not the COVID shots? It's time to question, time to decode the matrix of life, the heavy load. Are you an NPC or do you hold the key? In the simulation we call life, or will you be controlled by the calling or breaking free? Unlock your role on truthfultv.com. Let's see. Find your script in this cosmic play on Instagram, link in bio, don't delay. Across platforms, the description holds the clue. Use promo.